Spain and Company on ESPN Radio, and JD and I are excited to talk to our next guest, former Michigan State cornerback, draft hopeful, and owner of two of the cutest dogs I've ever seen, Josh Butler. Thanks for making time for us, Josh.
Thank you for having me.
So, Josh, I first heard about you and started following you and your adorable dogs on senior day back at Michigan State when you took the field with both of your dogs, Roxy and Remy, in lieu of your parents. Can you tell us a little bit about why that was and what people's response to that was?
Like a while back earlier in the summer after I lost my mom back in April, around this time back in April, I just kind of asked Coach D if I could, you know, gradually. It started with the Meet the Spartans. And I asked him if I could bring him to Meet the Spartans. And, like, after that, he was, like, all in a good mood. So I just kind of asked him, like, can I bring him to senior day? And he was like, we'll make it happen. And, like, you know, as time went by and senior day got closer and closer, and he said that we can make it happen. And I was just grateful that he allowed me to do so because he knows how much, like, Roxy and Remy mean to me. It's considering that, you know, that on senior day you're supposed to walk out with your parents, and both my parents are deceased, and Roxy and Remy are, you know, my kids to me. And so they've been with me through it all, you know, all the ups and downs. They was there, always there helping me out through literally everything. And just for us to, like, go out there and walk on the field, it just meant so much.
I would say, Josh, in my house, my dog is the happiest person the last couple of weeks because he's getting, like, five or six walks a day.
Most definitely.
I was going to ask you, how have your dogs kind of helped you get through all this stuff? I'm sure they're getting a lot of attention.
Oh, yeah. They already used to go with me everywhere, but now since we always in the house, they participate in literally all of the workouts that I do. You know, we just go out for walks just to get out the house from going insane. And they just love it. They just love spending so much time. I'm pretty sure they finally realized that I've been at the house for like 2 weeks straight. And they just loving it, living their best life.
Former Michigan State quarterback Josh Butler with us. The MSU football facilities you had been working out were closed last month. And so as a prospect who wasn't officially invited to the combine, you've had to sort of figure out, how do I keep working out? How do I get my name and my skills in front of people? What have you been doing during the quarantine to keep getting in shape?
Yeah, since everything got shut down, the best way that I could possibly think of is just working out with my dogs, literally working out with them. I use them as weights, like squat with, or like Remy will hold my feet while I do sit-ups, or she'll get on my back while I do push-ups. And it's like a hill that we go and run that's like 2 minutes away, and we'll go and just compete running up the hill just to, you know, stay in shape. So that's like, we just do that at least two times a day just to, you know, get that same gym type of feeling or make sure that I'm still in shape. And it's been working pretty well for me, I'll say. You know, they're real fast. It's hard to keep up sometimes, but they definitely push me, and it works out for the best. And just making sure I'm staying focused and training. You know, it's just fun for them. For me, I'm taking it seriously as possible, and it just outrunning me on everything.
Josh, do you miss not having the ability to, you know, visit teams and speak with them face to face? Does that hurt someone in your position getting ready for the draft?
Most definitely. It definitely affects pretty much everybody that didn't get invited to the combine, because, you know, you don't get to meet people in person. They don't get to meet you or make that first impression or be able to show off your skill set in front of different teams and stuff like that. So it definitely affects us. And so just to still try to communicate with people, or like put some type of video out there to social media, or like throw some highlights together, just put that out on social media. Just trying our best to, you know, just stay focused with the draft and everything, to make sure your name is still out there. Just to show that, you know, Spartans like myself are just keep doing what we can possibly do to get the job done.
We're talking to Josh Butler, former cornerback at Michigan State, who made lots of headlines when he took his dogs Roxy and Remy out onto the field with him for senior day after both of his parents had passed. I'm curious, you know, you've made sort of outside of the football world a name for yourself with their Roxy underscore Remy TV, their TikTok videos. They're so well-trained, by the way. I mean, I'm curious how much time it took you or when you realized that they might be up for some of these videos and be, you know, you make it look like they're driving cars. You stack them up with all sorts of props and they do everything you say. How long does it take to get these dogs so trained?
Well, I train them myself. It usually actually doesn't take that long. I just taught Remy how, because I have like a bell system. Like set up, Roxy is older, right? So she's been knowing how to do it for the longest. And I just taught Remy like how to do it within a day. And she got it down packed within a day. It's just basically just repeating yourself as many times as possible until you get it. And so since I have nothing but time, that's all I do is just keep on teaching them. But they catch on pretty fast and like very laid back type of dogs. So like pretty much everywhere we go, as always, you know, they very well behave. They'll just say hello to people and just keep walking. You know, they just like to have fun.
Can I send you my dog, Josh? What do you think about maybe some supplemental income on the side here during this whole thing? Are you up for training a 4-year-old yellow Labrador retriever that acts like he's a person?
Yeah, you got to train your dog.
Honestly, you know, if things don't work out with the draft right off the top, you're still working your way into football. You could start teaching people how to make their dogs TikTok viable. I feel like there are plenty of people who would pay you for that. I mean, TikTok is our greatest currency right now, basically.
Right. I sometimes put some training tips on TikTok, on their TikTok, and put like small things to like help train your dog or to teach them new tricks and stuff like that. So I just sometimes throw some videos like that together besides the ones of us just always having fun. Because a lot of people ask, they're like, how your dog so well trained and how you teach them to do this and do that? And I just, you know, make a video together and be like, it's really not that hard. You know, just it takes time. So, you know, just got to be patient with them, just like kids, just like teaching a child something at a young age. And once they
I was
going to
say, the patience is the problem, Josh.
I got one of those, too. I got a kid, too. I'll send him, too, Josh.
Yeah, send the kid, too, JD.
Oh, boy. Never talk to me again.
Josh, I'm curious with all the TikToks that you've made and the sort of people that have been religiously watching your dogs like me, has there been some really famous person or someone that you got really excited about that commented on or got into the videos you've been making?
I know the one video that we made of like with the Murray voiceover.
Yeah.
Like a bunch of famous people have like reposted, like 50 Cent reposted it. Chris Brown put it on his story. Jesse Williams put it on his story. There's a couple people out there like reposted it and it was pretty funny.
That's awesome. JD, this is one where the two dogs look at him apprehensively with you know, waiting, and then it's got a sound of Maury Povich saying, "You're not the father," and then they just take off running with excitement.
Yeah, the hallway. Yeah.
Oh, it's so good. Well, I've been loving the videos. Keep them coming because we all need that kind of stuff to lighten our spirits right now. And good luck as you continue working towards the draft.
Thank you very much.